So we started doing action projects last year with LSF, which means Learning for a Sustainable Future. And the projects were climate-based, but it was creating human beings that are active and want to be a part of making the world a better place. So they chose a problem here at the school or in our local region, and they had to try to solve it. So we have food sustainability issues, so we had a group who created a food forest, and that's kind of an ongoing project. And then we also had students who got a beehive and was creating that. We had students who had pollinator gardens, one for the bees and the other one for the butterflies. So Maisie and Lexi got through theirs early because they did a garbage cleanup, and they got some items from Tim Hortons to help us do that, and they were done early. So this disability thing kind of came across the email, and I said, Lexi and Maisie are finished, so maybe they can try to do it. And they did it, and it was really fantastic. And they even had some of their own little creative ideas into it to make it even more interesting for the kids, and I think a better learning experience. So,
all right,
yeah. So it's great that they won this.
Yeah. What will that mean for the, you know, for the school? Is that a sort of feather in your cap at the school?
That's it. It's a feather in our cap, and it makes us really proud of our students, and we realize how much they've come along as being leaders in our community and in the school. So, yeah. So we're extremely proud of them, and this is a national award. So. And we're a little teeny tiny school, so it's really, really a great thing.
Hi, folks.
My name is Maisie Carter, and I go to school at Port Arthur Regional School, and I'm in grade 8.
My name is Lexi Lewis. I'm also in grade 8 and go to this school as well.
Last year, we wanted to do a disability walk because we noticed that not many people are knowing about disability. So we started and we did a walk and roll event. So we went for a walk and we brought all of our kids, like the grade K to 8, for a walk down in Port Elgin.
And then we decided to do it again this year. So we just did the same thing. We had like 2 wheelchairs, some blindfolds, and some headphones for them to put on. And the younger kids, we just walked around the school, but with the older kids, we went around the loop here in town.
Did you get feedback from people who were on the walk? What did you hear from them?
Well, they said that it was a lot harder than they thought, but they also said that they liked it, and they liked to be in the wheelchairs. And then we explained to them that imagine doing that every day, and the amount of challenges that you would run into. So, yeah.
Did you end up noticing any specific issues that might be able to get fixed?
Well, if you noticed coming into the school over there, there's like bigger cracks through the sidewalks. A lot of people got stuck on those and kind of had to figure out how to get around them or over them. So, yeah.
So that will be on the repair list, I guess.
Maybe.
So what did it feel like when you got the news that, you had this national recognition?
I just thought that, like, we went for this award, and, I mean, we're a small school here in Port Elgin, and I didn't know, like, if we were or not, and we got the email that came in saying congratulations that we got it, and I know it was just, like, joy that we got it and put New Brunswick on the map, so... Yeah.
I felt excited that we actually got it because I, like she said, we're a small school and we don't do a lot of things like the disability walk and yeah.
Any last comments you want to give? Any advice for other young students out there on how they can get involved and bring home the accolades like you folks?
Yeah, I think that there should be more students that, like, put themselves out there and do, like, disability walks and raise awareness about more things that a lot of people really don't realize that they should do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would just say go out of your comfort zone. And, like, we spread awareness to on things that are very important, and especially here in Port Elgin.
Thanks both for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Maisie Carter and Lexi Lewis, grade 8 students at Port Elgin Regional School, who have just received a National Rick Hansen Difference Maker Award for co-organizing, leading, and participating in a school-wide walk dedicated to raising awareness of the barriers faced by people with disabilities. Their award-winning walk first happened last year, but Lexi and Maisie hosted a second walk already this year.